Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning. It's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Patrick Parent. Get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook because it's time to solve all your gardening problems.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them blue for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Welcome to the Podcast Garden Club. I'm your host, Patrick Parent, Paul's youngest son. I'm going to be here till 10 o'clock Eastern time to answer all your gardening questions. So feel free, give us a call. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And like I said, we're going to be here till 10 o'clock Eastern time to answer all your gardening questions. So definitely give us a call, and we'll do everything we can to help you out. It's nice and cool this morning after a heat. I don't know if we got to the heat wave aspect. I think we did. 3 days in the 90s. This week it was very humid, warmed right up. Looking like it's going to be cool today. And then I think it's going to warm back up a little bit this week, but we're starting to, it looks like, who knows, because I say this all the time, 15-day forecast, you never know. But it's looking like after the next couple days, it's going to head down. We could be getting into some almost fall-like temperatures, and being able to do some of those things that we have been discussing in the yard, in the garden, working on redoing the lawn, taking care of the lawn, finishing up the veggie garden, starting to plant again. You know, I know we really don't ever stop planting, but we get a little bit more into the planting during the fall season of shrubs and trees, because they can focus on the root system getting developed versus trying to push growth during the season. So those are some things we can, you know, start to really get back into. You know, like I mentioned, putting the lawn in. Lawn's huge. This coming, you know, this time of year. Getting reseeded. Usually, we've had a warm summer where it dries out the lawn and, you know, there are areas of dead patches, etc. This is usually the time we come back and get everything reseeded to get thicker for next year, getting things going. That's usually the case, right? But we've kind of had a little bit of warm, cooler temperatures most of the summer. That's why this most recent heat spell just kind of hits you a little bit differently. We didn't really have a lot of hot during the summer, or as much as normal, right? We had a bunch, but it wasn't like we had almost weeks of it. It felt like it was nice and easy comparatively, right? So those are, you think about how those temperatures went, how the weather went, etc., and you it really changes everything in how we do everything in the lawn and garden. And I'll tell you, yeah, I know you've all seen it. You know, some of our plants at this point are now starting to show a little bit of signs of drying out a little bit, starting to almost slow down a little bit because of this heat that we've had. And we've had the heat a little bit more in the past couple weeks than we have in months. I mean, we know all of July was rainy, cool. June was cooler. And so, you know, most of the middle of August, it was all the warm weather. So kind of got it all really quickly, which pushed our garden, did some things to our garden, slowed some things down, you know, allowed us not to really do certain things in the garden. I know with the amount of rain that was out there, you know, almost it rained almost every day for a good amount of time. You weren't able to take care of mosquitoes. You weren't able to take care of insects on your plants because of the heat, or the rain would wash it away. So we're getting into a more of a pattern towards the end of the season now to allow us to do some of those things. So hopefully we can take care of them in the next couple weeks, because, you know, I heard this week, you know, I mentioned mosquitoes. Well, I heard this week that in a couple towns in, I want to say it's in the Sudbury area, the couple insects tested positive for West Nile. Nobody has actually tested positive for West Nile, so that's a great thing. But the mosquitoes are still out there. We kind of look at it and say, all right, the kids are going back to school, end of the barbecue season, we don't worry about it. But this coming period is when, you know, you get lackadaisical and you kind of just let things happen. But this isn't the time to give up at this point. We got to keep going, because the mosquitoes, as we all know, have been terrible this year. But this is the time where, when we're not paying attention, things like Triple E, West Nile, those things come back into play. So we definitely need to be looking at that, taking a look at standing water in the yard, taking a look at your rain barrels, your bird baths, those types of things, seeing, you know, if you're seeing the larvae in there and getting something to take care of it, either emptying it out or using like the mosquito dunks or using a spray in the yard. You know, it's also the next couple weeks too, we kind of start forgetting about ticks and those types of things. I remember the past couple years, you know, October, we would send the dog out and she'd come back and she'd have a tick or two on her face, and it would be like, whoa, you know, you're not even thinking about it. So these are things that continue to happen. You know, life still goes on, even though the summer's over. And that's what I want to make sure we all kind of remember, because the mosquitoes, ticks, they're still out there until it gets cool. Very cool. I know that when we talk usually with Victoria from Natural Alternative, their mosquito spray, the yard spray, she'll continue to spray up until the ground pretty much freezes, because of the fact that they are still out there, still active. So, you know, we always talk about thinking about the future. What are we doing next? You know, we want to put more plants in. We want to put the lawn in. But we got to remember that the environment around us is still there, and there are some other things to do. So, you know, some things to think about, because, you know, they're still out there. Just because the date on the calendar almost says September doesn't mean that those mosquitoes, those ticks, those types of things just stop. So, you know, still time to be taking care of them in the yard. If you've done it all season, I highly stress continuing to do that, continuing to spray if that's what you've done, or put the granular form down with like an ant, tick, and flea control. Just continuing with that, to take care and protect yourself and your family and your animals that go outside as well. So those are just a few things that I think about going forward. So want to make sure you guys are thinking about that as well. Now, if you have any questions, you can call us. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. We've got tons of time. We're just getting started today. So definitely give us a call and we'll do everything we can to help you out. It's going to be a great day to be outside working, temperature-wise and everything. So it's definitely a good Sunday day to go outside. Sun will be out. Be in the cooler temperatures. But I'll tell you, if you pay attention to when the sun comes up and when the sun goes down, the days are definitely shrinking. It's definitely shrinking. I can definitely see that. I think the sun was going down about 7:30 or 7:20 something, whereas, you know, in the peak it was almost close to 8. So the days are shrinking, but that doesn't mean we got to stop working outside. We got to keep on keeping on with everything. So with any questions or thoughts on what to do, give us a call. Again, our phone number here is 855-660-4261. One more time is 855-660-4261. We're going to take a break. We'll be right back.
Fair Advance is a company that brought you Tree and Shrub, the product that controls insects on trees and shrubs without spraying, and it lasts for 12 months. Bayer has something new for you this spring, a termite and ant control in a granular form that's fast-releasing and creates a termite killing zone around your home. Ants and termites bring the product to the collie, transfer the product by social interaction, and they soon die. The built-in shaker makes it easy to apply. You just water and walk away. That's all.
Would you love to have the more colorful birds and songbirds on your backyard feeders this year? Start with quality bird food from Wild Delight. Open a bag and smell the seed blend. Find raisins, cranberries, cherries, along with sunflower, peanuts, tree nuts, and thistle seed. Wild Delight is the only company that adds vitamins, electrolytes, and minerals to all of their seed blend. Keep your birds healthy this year with Wild Delight. No mourning doves or grackles, just beautiful birds when you use Wild Delight bird food.
Yes, the pandemic is coming to an end. Restrictions are coming to an end, but body aches and pains never seem to end. That's why you need to click sunny-bay.com for the best sleep you can get. Sunny Bay's legendary products can help, like our lavender stress-reducing products, locally sourced and handmade in the USA. Or try Sunny Bay's award-winning pillows for traveling or extra neck support while sleeping. No need for pills or expensive chiropractic visits. Our neck support pillows are that good. Sunny Bay is a homegrown small business, but our products are designed and rigorously tested based on your demand and feedback. And they make great gifts for mom, dad, or anyone. Find Sunny Bay products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, or at sunny-bay.com. And right now, get free heat patches and a belt with any purchase. So remember, Sunny Bay heating pads, neck pillows, and stress-relieving hot or cold wraps. As restrictions come to an end and you get back to work, do it the healthy way with Sunny Bay.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. That's 800-985-1610.
And welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number here, 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And I do believe we have some calls on the line, so I want to get right into them. Nathan, who's up first today?
Bob is in New Hampshire.
Bob, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Morning, Patrick.
Good morning.
I called you earlier this summer about my woes with weeds and finding a way to control the ones that are most troublesome. In particular, prostrate spurge.
Yep.
Nothing seems to kill that stuff. Okay. And I've dug it by the bushel full. Yesterday I spent a couple hours on my hands and knees going out and pulling the stuff, and in a couple days I'm sure I'll go out and you won't be able to tell I've done anything. It'll be all back again. You know, I'm thinking about reseeding my lawn, and I know that, you know, once I start preparing an area for seeding, that stuff is going to outcompete the grass. And, you know, just in a kind of a quandary what to do. And the other thing is, last year I did some reseeding and I used loam that I brought in to help. And I find that loam had a lot of weeds in it. And that sort of drove the point home. There's a landscaping project nearby me where the kind of ground to a halt, and there's this big pile of earth. And that big pile of earth is now waist-high deep in weeds. So, you know, what can you do with purchased earth or soil that's probably going to be full of weeds to start with? So those are some of my headaches.
Yeah. Well, sounds like you got a few. Well, if you want to start with the spotted spurge there, you know, one of the things, or
it's not the spotted. It's
no,
the
I know. It's the the type of spurge you have that just kind of takes over. Starts in one. It has this little root and then fans out, takes over the lawn, and it just
kind of breaks off and then adds to another one, goes to another one, goes all over the place.
You can almost see it grow.
Yeah, seriously, it's not fun. I do believe at one point when we were talking early in the season, I had said, you know, take a look at your soil by getting it tested or that type of thing. If you haven't done that, I definitely recommend doing that because usually a lot of these weeds, like a lower pH level, like a not very fertile type soil, right? And I know you mentioned bringing loam in, right? If you're just getting a pile from an area that you're not seeing, or if you're getting it from a garden center, it's a little bit different than getting it from a random spot.
Because, I'm getting it from a garden center.
So what is in the loam can be different, but a lot of times, a lot of places that mix their own will actually have some sort of compost in it.
Yeah.
There might be a little bit of sand in it.
I think they bring it in from elsewhere, from some supplier.
So the thing about a lot of soil out there is you can't, in order to sell it, resell it, you can't really spray it or kill it, any of the weeds, right? Because you're giving a product out like that and you don't want to have the chemicals on everybody. So a lot of places will just have it stored and weed seeds can fly in, that type of thing. So what can you do, right? Sometimes what people will do is they'll get it out there, they'll kind of spread it a little bit, and then some people will even take like a tarp or plastic or like weed mat and put it on top of it, like a black color to it, because what it does is it heats up and it kind of kills the seeds underneath it.
Now, about cooking it.
Well, that's kind of what you'd be doing. By bringing it in, almost not leveling it out, because a lot of times it comes into a decent pile, but getting something to cover it when you're not using it. And that helps heat it up, almost turns it into compost a little bit. Because that's, you know, the idea behind compost. It heats up and builds around it like that. So that's one thing to really be thinking about. I do have some more things I want to discuss with you about how to... I'll maybe get rid of it a little bit and what we can do for reseeding, but we're going to hit the break here. So I want you to hang tight with me, Bob. So we're going to take a break here. Our phone number is 855-660-4261. We'll be back.
Hello, I'm your BioAdvanced lawn care scientist.
Where'd you come from?
And I want you to try new all-in-one weed and feed.
What's this?
All-in-one weed and feed. It kills lawn weeds like dandelion and clover, plus kills crabgrass, all in one easy step.
Did you say kills crabgrass?
Yes, weeds, feeds, plus kills crabgrass.
Wow, really?
With new all-in-one weed and feed from BioAdvanced Science-Based Solutions.
My lawn is going to look great.
Get more from the blue bag. Always read and follow label instructions.
If you like to garden and want to learn more about the flowering and foliage houseplants this winter, go to paulparent.com to get a free email newsletter every Thursday morning. It's free, it's informative, and the topics will change with the season. I also include some cool music videos of the music groups we grew up singing when music was music. I put a new recipe to keep you eating your vegetables, a garden quote to keep you thinking about the garden during a cold winter. Go to paulparent.com.
USA Radio News.
I'm Brad Bernards. The U.S. State Department is urging U.S. citizens and others to leave the area of Kabul's Hamid Karzai International Airport immediately, citing a specific credible threat. The alert comes hours after President Joe Biden was warned by commanders that another terrorist attack was highly likely in the next 24 to 36 hours.
For the live stream, so we are here, the Antifa and LGBT groups are getting ready to come counter-protest a straight pride event.
A group of Antifa were saved by police after they were beaten and forced to retreat at a violent left versus right protest in Modesto, California. Conservatives held a straight pride event in Modesto on Saturday when Antifa and other left-wing protesters showed up to start trouble. This is USA Radio News.
Two new studies from the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention show fully vaccinated Americans' immunity to COVID-19 is waning as the more transmissible Delta variant continues to spread across the country. One study, which focused on frontline healthcare workers, found that vaccine effectiveness declined by nearly 30 percentage points since the Delta variant became the dominant strain in the U.S. The analysis also concluded that the COVID-19 vaccines were 80% effective in preventing infection among the frontline healthcare workers. Joe Kent, a congressional candidate who served in Iraq, said the U.S. military lied about the progress in Afghanistan for two decades in an interview with Fox News host Tucker Carlson on Thursday.
Nearly two decades of lies come unraveling. The U.S. military has been saying for nearly two decades we've built this Afghan government and this Afghan army and that they were worthy of the sacrifice of our brave young men and women and that they would hold.
This is USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
And welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And before the break, we were talking with Bob and had a number of questions. But we're starting off with the loam that he was bringing in. You know, how do we get rid of some of those weed seeds? You know, we discussed heat. That's a really good one. You know, and again, a lot of manufactured soil, there's no sprays or anything. So any of the weed seeds that might be in there might be coming in. Sometimes what an easier way to do like a top dressing would be to use more of like a organic matter, like a compost, because the compost gets up to a higher temperature of like 150, 160 degrees on the inside of the pile, cooking some of those weed seeds. So what might be a good way to do is bringing in some of that, you know, that manufactured soil, right? Putting that down and then top dressing with a compost, because that top dressing might have less weed seeds because of it. So that might be a good start for that. As far as the spurge that you have, you know, the most organic way is everything that you're doing by picking it up and pulling it out, right?
I've pulled it, I've sprayed it, I've burned it. There's one product I saw that's made by Monterey called Spurge Power.
Yep.
And it's a typical mixture, you know, triclopyr, dicamba, but it has 56% MCPA in it. And I don't know if that's the secret ingredient, but the problem is no one in my vicinity sells it. So if I wanted some, I'd have to order it online. But they seem to be designing it for spurge in particular.
Well, it's definitely specific for that type of thing. You know, if you look at the active ingredients, it's almost kind of like it's not the same, but it's almost like a clover oxalis violet killer, but it doesn't have the MCPA. That's kind of like as you called it, like their secret ingredient, and that really will help it because of what it does. And it you know, some of the spurge, it's almost like hairy, where it'll just break off and start a new one, and it'll just come all over. You know, the
other thing I found about it, it's very hard to wet. So you have to use a spread, a sticker of some sort. Otherwise, the water just runs off it like a duck, duck's back, you know.
Exactly, and that's one of the problems to do that. You know, what
I've used dye to see what it's doing, you know.
Yep.
Market blue.
Yeah, no, definitely. I've seen that. Definitely help it and work. One thing that, you know, might be something to think about, and so a lot of the spurge, you try to get before it hits the seed. Once it hits seed, it kind of just, you know, flies, and that's why it loves the heat, and so that's another aspect.
I had a lot of it before during the drought, but once the rain came, it really just took off, you know.
No, definitely. But it loves the heat, and that's what helps it, you know, move on and kind of get everywhere, because it's pulling from anything that's out there. So one of the things that I might be looking at doing with that, like, spurge power, say you were to get the spurge power. I know nobody around us really has it. Monterey's a little bit of like a West Coast company.
I find some Monterey products, but not that one.
Yep. But what I would be looking to do is possibly, it's almost counterintuitive right now, because they don't have the weed seeds. So say you were to go in an area that's heavily covered with this spurge, it's almost like you want to run the mower over it, and over it enough where it might just nick some of it and break it up a little bit. Because as you said, it doesn't, you know, the liquid doesn't sit. You need to kind of get some sort of dye to get it to stick. But my thoughts are even maybe using like a weed whacker just to kind of get some of the edges, because we're opening up the pores a little bit more when you're spraying.
Out in the bare spots, you know, it's labor intensive, but I can deal with it. But there are lots of places where even where the grass is thick, it's still intermixed in the grass, you know. And I've seen that, it's not just by lawn. I've seen that stuff everywhere I go. You know, I look around and I see it growing in other people's properties. I see it growing near commercial properties. You even see it growing in the cracks in the middle of parking lots. You know, it's just
it doesn't care about the where it is, right? It's more of an area that it doesn't like great soil. So that's part of all of this. So I think at the same time, taking a look at your soil, maybe getting it sampled again, or having it sampled, so you can kind of see where your elements are and see if you're missing anything or if anything's kind of just stuck in the soil, because that will dictate the way some of the lawn grows versus the weeds. Because long term, once you can get your soil to the right levels and get your grass growing, you're less likely to have more weeds.
Can I ask you about the grass seed for a second?
Sure.
Last fall, I had a spot that was very hard to keep grass in, and I put down some tall fescue.
Okay.
And it took hold pretty well, but it's awfully coarse grass compared to, you know, like dry grass, which is almost like hair-like. This stuff is like little corn plants, you know.
It really
They're very
is, yeah.
coarse. Is that typical of tall fescue?
Usually. And that's why, you know, a lot of people try to do like mixes so they can have a little bit of the tall growing plus the fescues. The fescues, you know, and I think in some of the area that you're having, some of the fescues are going to be helpful. Because if you get into some of the creeping fescues, they creep and take over areas. So that might be something to be looking at. What I'd also suggest doing, and I know you've done this, but not only putting seed down now, But early spring, yeah. getting it started and trying to establish quickly an early grassy that, you know, a lawn that will take over so that any of these weeds, the spurge mostly, doesn't have something, you know, if the grass is growing around it, it's going to have a harder time getting, you know, a hold of it.
Will grass seed overwinter?
What do you mean,
people
like
putting down seed, like just, you know, early winter, and then supposedly the frost action gets it worked into the soil, and then in the spring it starts to grow. But I don't know if grass seed really will do that.
Well, so, I mean, it depends on who you talk to. But the fact of the matter is I always, you know, once the ground starts freezing or when you see that it's happening, grass seed's not going to, it's going to slow down. It's going to have some, it's not going to produce as much. It's not going to start setting their weeds, etc. What people will do is when they put it out there and the ground freezes and then everything happens, it's kind of like you're preserving it for the winter. It doesn't all come back by any means, because if it's exposed, it's not like it's in a garage, in a bag, all together. I mean, I'm more concerned on something like grass seed with, like, the extreme heat sometimes being put out, because that can dry it out. It's such a small, fine seed that can happen. Whereas during the winter, I'm not as worried if you put it down on the ground. It might do all right for you in the spring, because a lot of things, they can take the freeze, because it just keeps that one consistent temperature. But with the heat, the ups and downs, it can really dehydrate it, that type of thing. So I'm not as concerned if you were to put it down and it would sit for the spring. But at the same time, if I'm reseeding in the spring, I'd almost act like there was nothing there. It depends on who you talk to. But I would be looking to put the seed down earlier in the year, earlier in the like season right now,
but
than
I had a lot
waiting
of early
to the
weeds.
End.
It's been a whole succession of weeds through the summer. You know, I had different weeds in the springtime than I have later in the summer. You know, I had a lot of speedwell in the spring, wild violets. They're also impossible to kill.
It's almost like you should just change the lawn into you might be successful with all the weeds growing in there.
Yeah, parts of it. Let it go to a forest.
Exactly right.
Yeah. Well, thank you, Patrick.
No problem, Bob. We'll appreciate you calling in, and you know, like I said,
anybody listening has any clues on spurge, have them call.
Well, if anybody's listening to hear that, we'll pass along anything. One other thing I'd be thinking about is, so the spurge does like the acidic soils, not very high, but it also loves compacted soils.
Yep.
So in areas that are very compact.
That's the other problem. The bare areas where it's been, you know, I've been over and over those sections so much to weed it out that I'm trampling it down. I put down some gypsum the other day to see if that will help. But
So the gypsum will definitely help long term. I'd be looking to use it multiple applications because so it's that twofold. It's the pH levels we got to look at, and compacted soils are what's ideal for a lot of weeds growing, because seed can't really develop those root systems.
Yeah.
Whereas a weed, it doesn't care. It just goes anywhere. Like you see spurge, you see it all over walkways, those types of things, because it's very compact underneath there. There's a little bit of soil that hits, airborne in between, and it'll just grow on that. So that's another aspect into all of this, is taking care of the soil and making it so it's not as compact. So looking at gypsum.
I was weeding yesterday on a volunteer project in town, on a town garden, ornamental garden, and that had a lot of it too.
it can take over once it's there. It's ideal conditions for spurge growth this year.
Well, thanks, Patrick.
No problem, Bob. You have a great rest of your day.
You too.
Thank you. Bye-bye. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And we got tons of time in the show. We're about to go into a break. When we get back, we'll try and answer more of your gardening questions. Do everything we can to help you out, so definitely give us a call. That phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. We're going to take that break. We'll be back in a few.
Millions of Americans are preparing for food shortages. No wonder, with increasing bizarre news headlines, water shortages, and the trucking crisis, we're seeing the early warning signs. Food shortages can happen overnight, catching you completely by surprise. That's why it makes good sense to secure some emergency food kits while you can. Emergency food that stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage, unlike grocery store food that goes bad fast. The company to trust is My Patriot Supply. We've served millions of American families in recent years. Our food kits give you over 2,000 calories a day, which is what your body needs under stress to survive. We ship fast and discreet to your door. You'll have your food within days, too, not weeks or months. Our mission is your survival, and our food could definitely be a lifesaver when the peanut butter hits the fan. So don't wait. It's time to act. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
This summer, don't let the ground-feeding insects create a problem in your garden. Use the new and all-natural bug and slug killer from Bonide. And say goodbye to cutworms, earwigs, slugs, and snails, along with 60 other common garden pests. Also new and all-natural from Bonide is Captain Jack with Spinosad. Destroy all those caterpillars in your garden, along with tomato hornworms, borers, leaf miner. That's Captain Jack. It's all-natural.
Espoma, the company that makes Holytone and Plantone fertilizer, has something new for you this spring. A new 4-in-1 weed control that kills weeds, grasses, mosses, and algae. Use it on sidewalks, patios, driveways, and walkways, and you will see results in just hours. Also, an all-natural insect control for roses, vegetables, and flowers. It's fast-acting and kills all stages of insects from eggs to adults. And a 3-in-1 natural disease control for roses, vegetables, and ornamentals. A triple-action killer for fungus, mites, and insects. That's Espoma.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Amazon customer: it's amazing. I just ordered my second bottle. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after I exercise. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off of BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. Amazon customer: Extendivite works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. Amazon customer: excellent herbal formula. I've been using it to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCMteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Blue Star medicated ointment works fast to relieve the pain and itch of almost any skin irritation.
It's amazing. It's like as soon as you put it on, you can feel it working.
We've had Blue Star in the family for years. It works on everything.
I love the cooling sensation on my athlete's foot.
What a relief for my eczema.
Nothing worked on my dry, cracked skin until I tried Blue Star.
Blue Star is great for scalp itch.
Look for the white box with the Blue Star in the first aid section. Feel Blue Star work fast or your money back.
And welcome back to the Fall Parent Garden Club. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And we do have some calls on the line, so I want to get right back into it. Nathan, who's up next?
David is in St. Charles, Illinois.
David, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Good morning, Patrick.
Good morning.
Three quick questions for you.
Sure.
And the first one may require that you kind of explain to me what I should do, and so should the second, but it's quick because yeah, I've heard you cover it before. And third is about poison ivy and something I can do with it. So let me start with the first. I have an asparagus fern that my mom got when I was in the hospital when she gave birth to me. And it was just a sprig, a little thing. And 60 years later, it's a very large asparagus fern, but it's, I think, what do you call it? Root bound?
Yep.
And what do I do, because I think I should, I'm not sure what to do with it, but people keep telling me I need to do something with it.
Well, so you can definitely, so some people will split it.
Wow, you can divide it?
Yeah, but it needs to be done early in the season.
So spring.
Yeah, early spring. So early spring is when the plant is more dormant.
Okay.
You know, I'm sure you have it in a nice container.
5 gallons.
Yeah, so it can be divided. And again, it is something early in the season. The thing about it is in some areas, it's considered like a perennial where it would be outside, right? So it's going to have that time frame where it's not doing much.
Yeah, this is in a container, yep. And it comes in every fall, and I put it in a nice south exposure window, and it grows, you know. But I can see its root bound. Some other people have told me they can't believe it's that old. How long do these things live?
Well, I mean, there's no end date on these guys. I mean,
okay.
they will kind of reproduce as they go on.
Okay.
I'm sure, you know, there are a lot of new parts of the plant. So I think that's part of it. But a lot of people will say spring, you know, early spring is when you're going to want to split it. So what you want to do when it comes to dividing it is start by, you know, picking out a couple new containers for it.
Okay.
You'll be able to reuse that one container you have for part of it, but maybe get another container to split it a little bit.
Okay.
And the day before, I always like to really water the plant. You know,
okay.
Just give it a heavy watering.
Saturate.
Reason being is it'll shock the plant. But if the plant has water in it, it's not going to try and absorb air. It's absorbing that water quickly and bringing it into the root system to help with the stress level being a little bit lower, right?
Okay.
So what you want to do, take it out of a container. Do the best you can so it's not, like, breaking apart. But at this point, I think being so root-bound, it's not going to be that hard.
Just take it out of the container and take a garden hose with a sprayer and spray the soil off and kind of dig out some of the dead stuff or what appears to be dead and then slowly fill it with a soil that's, you know, high in water, but slowly leak it in there so it moves up into it. It's just... It's in a container that, so if you put your arms out and you touch your fingers at the top, it's about that round, and then it narrows down. And the last time Granny did anything with it, I hear music.
That's okay. So really quickly, this is something we can do. I want you to hang tight with me because I know you have a couple other questions in that.
Okay,
but I want to continue in with what you're doing. And the last thought I have just before the break is I don't want you to spray it with water. We'll go over that and more when we get back. Our phone number, 855-660-4261.
Eating, working, living pain-free. These are things many of us take for granted. But for many adults with disabilities who are elderly or have serious medical issues, dental care is simply unaffordable. Dental Lifeline Network is looking for dentists who can change this. DLN is asking dentists and their teams to volunteer to just see one of the many patients in need. You can literally change a life. When you volunteer with DLN's donated dental services program to C1, you treat a pre-qualified patient in your office at your convenience. We handle the details so you can focus on the care. Lack of dental care can lead to the inability to have life-saving surgery, eat, or contribute to our community. If you are a dentist or know a dentist, please share this message. Will you see one? Visit willyouseeone.org to help change one life in your community today.